The most common question from my students is why. Over the past month, teachers in Tucson have struggled to answer students' questions about the tragic shooting of January 8th. Teachers are faced every day with a multitude of questions, and usually I'm able to field most questions. However, there is no answer to why. No answer can explain why Christina Green, a 9-year-old student from my own school district, was killed. No answer can explain why a young man decided to shoot a gun, killing 6 and wounding 13. Yet, as a teacher in Tucson, I have needed to guide my classroom community to deal with the questions and emotions brought about by this tragedy, as the greater community around us does the same. My main role has been listening to my students' reactions. My high school English as a Second Language classroom is a microcosm of our greater Tucson community and of the world community, with students from over 10 countries represented. Students have had varied reactions depending on their life experiences. A student from Mexico wondered aloud why this tragedy was such a big deal when recently discovered massacres in his own country had not become as newsworthy. While most students could not fathom how a sane person could shoot another human being, one student commented that he knew people in Mexico that were driven by their vices to shoot and kill. Another student said that his cousin had been shot the same weekend on the south side of Tucson. He felt his cousin's life was just as important as those killed at the Safeway on the north side of Tucson. I watched my refugee students from Iraq, Somalia, Myanmar, Bhutan, and the Congo, intently listening to the talk around them. I wondered what was going through their minds. Many of them had lost family members to violence and tragedy in their own countries. Students also had different knowledge of Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords' role as our representative. Many students wanted to know more about Giffords and her place in our government. Some students knew of her opposition to SB 1070. As immigrant students, they felt a connection to Giffords and felt her injuries personally affected them. My job has been to channel these reactions into proactive responses so that my students could be part of the healing process in our community. I have attempted to answer students' questions thoughtfully and with clear information about our government and current gun laws. My students decided to write letters to the family of Christina Green and to Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. The students' sentiments in these letters were heartfelt. They echoed the words from President Obama's speech here in Tucson when he said, "I want us to live up to Christina's expectations. I want our democracy to be as good as she imagined it." Our letters cannot answer the questions of why, but from the inside of our classrooms, we are part of the healing process. Teachers are interwoven into the very fabric of our community. We deal with tragic events and joyful events. We work hard every day to make our country the place that Christina Green imagined and that our students deserve.